Grand Villain Pest, she said. He wins it every year. No competition. I knew Margaret was making that up because Mitchell isn't even one of those things. Which does N-O-T not mean he is my boyfriend? I took a purple marker from my pocket and wrote MVP on my arm with a lot of question marks after it so I would remember to find out what it meant. Margaret didn't notice because she had picked up a golden ballerina statue. I should have won silver and bronze statues for my other dances, too, she was saying, but the judges didn't want the rest of the kids to feel too bad. Now, Margaret can be kind of a braggy girl, but today she was being even braggier than normal. This could take a while. How about the booklet? I reminded her. Margaret blew some invisible dust off the statue and put it back carefully. She pushed aside a big spelling bee plaque on her bottom shelf and pulled out a blue booklet. I reached for it, but she yanked it away. Germs, she said, glaring at my hands. Then she sat on the couch and began to read. It's good to have Margaret in our class because she is very organized. I like having Margaret in class because she is neat. Margaret is an extra clean girl. I sat down beside her and looked over to see if she was fake reading all those compliments. Nope. I saw with my own eyes the page was full of stuff like that. It's good to have Margaret in class because her hair is so shiny I can almost see myself in it, wrote Alexis. I like sitting next to Margaret because she never lets her stuff spill onto my desk, wrote Jamal. And under that, Kyle had written, Margaret is helpful. Every day she tells me what I do wrong. Margaret tapped the page. I had to tell him he'd spelled helpful wrong. Wow, I said. That's a great booklet. I started to get nervous. Even though I am friends with everybody in my class, nobody was going to write anything like that about me. That was for sure. What else did kids write? I asked. Anything about being a good drawer or good at math? Just more nice compliments, Margaret said, jumping up suddenly. Page after page. We should put it back now. Margaret walked over to her shelves and closed the booklet. But instead of putting it back, she stared down at it and gasped. She turned red. If her eyes weren't squidged down to slits, I bet I could have seen them boil. She looked like a cartoon person about to explode. That. Oh, she sputtered. Then she stomped out of the living room and down the hall and kicked open Mitchell's door. I followed her. Don't touch anything in here, she warned me. This place is crawling with germs. Mitchell was on his bed. He said hi to us from behind the sports section. Margaret went over to him and stuck the booklet out, her whole body shaking. Finally, I saw what was making her so mad. On the cover of the booklet, someone had covered up the R in friend with white tape. Margaret, the title read above Margaret's smiling school picture. Fiend of the Week. Mitchell made an innocent face and clapped his hands to his chest, like he was heart-crushed that she could accuse him of doing something like that. But I could see him telling his mouth not to laugh, and I could see his mouth fighting back. What makes you think it was me? He asked when he had won the fight with his mouth. Margaret pointed to the baseball bat sticking out from under Mitchell's pillow. The handle was wrapped in tape that used to be white. Oh, yeah, he said. I should have used Mom's nail polish or something. Margaret stormed out of the room without saying a word and stomped back to her own bedroom. Her cat, Mascara, shot off the pillow and scrambled under the bed because cats know when someone's mood is B-A-D, bad. Mascara and I waited while Margaret sat in the exact center of her rug and smoothed out all of the fringe, which is how she called